Thank you, Kara. Good afternoon, everybody, or good day, everybody. I will call to order the Transportation Committee of the Capital Region Council of Governments meeting for Monday, January 22, 2024. The roll call will be taken electronically. And before we move on to public forum, just a point of personal privilege, I would like to recognize those of you who do not know that Lyle Ray passed away a little over a week ago. We were all disappointed and sorry to hear that news. As some of you may know, he had been fighting a serious illness for some time, in which we hoped he would be able to defeat. He was not successful. And a celebration of his life was held this past Saturday that many of us, particularly those members of the policy board, members of his family from Canada and Minnesota, were able to attend. And I think he was properly recognized for all of the superb contributions he made, not only to CROG and to many of us individually, but to the greater Capital Region in general, and indeed also to the state of Connecticut. And so our condolences again go out to his family and friends. We'd like the minutes to recognize that the Transportation Committee in particular wishes his family well. And thanks, Lyle, for all the great service you provided to CROG and to this committee. With that, I'll move on to public forum. Is there anyone here from the public that wishes to address the committee? We have any hands up? Again, anyone from the public that wishes to address the committee? Seeing none and hearing none, then we'll move on to adoption of our minutes of the meeting we held on December 18th, 2023. And I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
Patrice Carson, so moved.
Thank you, Patrice. Is there a second?
Second, Steve Soplak.
Thank you, Steve. Corrections, deletions, additions to the minutes? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 And abstentions. Again, if you could give your name and your community, that will help Karen.
Todd Penny, Town of Coventry.
Thank you, Todd. Any other abstentions? Seeing and hearing none, the minutes are approved as distributed. We'll move on to our staff reports, and the first report comes from Roger on 60 Seconds for Safety.
Thank you, John. So we included in your package the new guidance that was just released from DOT's office, OSTA, for the developing automated enforcement. So that handout is in your guide. It includes everything you want to know about developing a program for speed cameras and red light running cameras. Includes all the information about locations and plan requirements and reporting and municipal ordinances and public hearings that are needed. All those requirements are in that. This is also on DOT's webpage. It's if you go to their homepage, there's an icon you can click, and there's also other frequently asked questions. One comes up, can we have, for example, red light running cameras on state roads in our town? Yes. So just wanted to share that resource with you. And then next, I'm also on for the next item. We just wanted to post the announcement that, as I'm sure many of you already know, there's a new MUTCD that was just released by Federal Highway Administration in December. And if you on the bottom of that document, there's an easy link right to the new MUTCD website. My understanding is that the Federal Highway Administration gives each DOT up to 2 years to formally adopt the MUTCD, whether as is or with supplemental material. And then the last. Yes. question or? Okay, I'll just move on to my last item, John, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
The safety circuit rider program that the UConn T2 Center has, we included a new brochure that they released on the equipment loan program. And as you know, Melissa Evans has been leading the charge on, is our safety circuit rider and has been leading the charge with the equipment loan program. She now has assistance recently within the past year from Jason Hughes, and they've kind of divvied up in the, you see on your screen, the first page of the handout, but the, on the one or page two or three is the states divvied up between the two of them. And Jason Hughes will be our contact in our region of CROG to, if you want to get any of the equipment that they offer. And there's a nice brochure showing all the equipment that they offer. He has a form with a QR code that's easily accessible. So his contact information is right there up front with his email and phone. So feel free to reach out to him. And that's, I think, all I had, John. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Roger. Any questions for Roger? Excuse me.
Yeah, looking at that map, Roger, it looks like some of CROG is in Melissa's area and some is in Jason's area.
Okay. I didn't look at it as closely as I should have. Thanks. Okay. I'll have you look at it then in more detail. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I just want to be sure. Cause it does look, it looks like they split the state in half, maybe below 84.
Okay. All right. I had taken a quick look and I thought, yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah. No worries.
And Roger, I just want to put in a quick plug for them. This is Eric Anderson from the town of Andover. We've used the safety circuit rider program for advice on a bunch of things, and they've been very helpful. Melissa has been fantastic. Haven't had as much input with Jason, but I imagine he's pretty competent also. So it's a good program. You should consider using it.
Any other comments, questions? Okay, Elizabeth, updates on BIL and IIJA?
Yes, thank you, John, and Happy New Year, everybody. We had a new newsletter come out, which I can believe it was included in your packets, and I'll just share a link here as well. I just wanted to go through a couple of highlights from the funding opportunities that are now open up until, you know, limited times on these. But so the Bridge Investment Program, this is the second announcement for the year, because they had the large bridge projects come out last fall. And this is for the, what I'm referring to as the smaller bridge projects under $100 million, and also the planning grants. So the DOT is accepting applications for both of those. They have staggered application deadlines. So planning grants are coming up due February 19th. And then bridge project grants, those are the $100 million capital improvement projects for due March 19th. And the just important to note that the bridges or culverts would need to be listed on the National Bridge Inventory to be eligible and rated in poor or fair condition at risk of falling into poor. Recall, CROG did prepare some maps to try to help with the municipalities define which projects may be eligible, and those are on our webpage for the Bridge Investment Program. Next slide, please. The other big opportunity that's open now is the RAISE grant, and this is going to be round three of RAISE, which recall was Tiger, previous administration build. So this is a little bit new focus, perhaps, with the focus on sustainability and equity components for these applications. But they're open now. CROG did prepare some templates, or more like outlines, to guide to help assist the municipalities in preparing applications. So if you would like, if you are interested in applying for either the planning grant or the capital project grant, please email me and I can share those templates with you. There's no match required for projects that are located in rural areas or areas of persistent poverty or historically disadvantaged communities. And USDOT has issued a locator map that helps to define, you know, which areas, so you could clearly see if your project is within one of those areas. There's no match. Otherwise, there is that 20% local match required, non-federally sourced local match. The applications for both the planning grants and the capital project grants are both the same, February 28th. And just wanted to let you know that CROG is in the process of preparing an application for the Berlin Turnpike, for a planning grant for the Berlin Turnpike. So we are bringing that to Policy Board on Wednesday. So there's information in the Policy Board packet on that. And I'm happy to answer any questions too, if folks have that. But it would be the section of the Berlin Turnpike through Weathersfield, Newington, Berlin. We're working with those towns to get the commitments that we need to get that up and running and submitted before that February 28th deadline. So next slide, please. And then a couple other highlights from the newsletter was the Connecticut DEP Recreational Trails Program. I know not technically a federal funding opportunity, but thought it warranted attention at this meeting, since that's a topic I've heard several of you are interested in funding trails projects. And there's some information on the slide here about examples of some of the types of projects that you could apply for, as well as that $10 million availability. Deadline's March 11th, so some time for that one. And then a shout out to our team here, Annika and Rob, that really pulled this together to get that on-call list of qualified consultants for the economic analyses. So infrastructure related economic analysis to help our municipalities apply for grant opportunities. So that's the benefit cost analyses that can be cumbersome for towns to put together on their own. So there's a list of three vendors on that list, and you can contact them directly if you have a project, or if you'd like assistance, loop us in here and we'll happy to coordinate something with you to help your projects move forward smoothly. So any questions about that, happy to answer as well. And next up, is that it for me? that might be the end. So any questions, feel free to reach out. Thank you all.
Elizabeth, any questions for Elizabeth? Okay, so Toria, the lots of quarterly report.
Okay, thank you, John, and a good afternoon, everybody. Happy New Year. So this is a quarter two quarterly report of FY 2024. Based on the two worksheets that are provided. So please take some time to review those, make sure the information is correct, because I input those worksheets from the information that is provided to me. So just the highlights of the last quarter, Conduit did issue an authorization to award letter to Hebron Wall Street and Main Street Intersection Improvement Project, and that was for a little over $1.6 million. So congratulations to them. Also, the total amount of project awards so far are almost $9 million. So good job to everyone who has expended their project. We have two additional projects that have submitted final designs, so we anticipate actually three additional projects to be expended for next quarter. So Glastonbury Main Street Improvement Projects did receive an authorization to advertise letter, and they should be expended for next quarter, and that's in the amount of about $2.8 million. CROG did receive seven design submissions. We anticipate receiving 16 design submissions in quarter three. There may be six preliminary, four 90%, and six finals. So, and as I indicated, two have already been submitted. 68 projects have been awarded and completed since the program's inception. And we submitted two applications to CONDA, and it's from Weathersfield and also from New Britain. And since then, we've also submitted another one, but it will be reflected in the next quarter. And we also received a commitment to fund letter for Marlboro South Main Street Phase 3. And since then, we've also received a couple more commitment to fund, and those will also be reflected for next quarter. We did have a couple of scheduling updates. I don't know if any representatives are here from the towns. I did discuss with Simsbury. If anyone is from Simsbury, they could provide a scheduling update if they're available.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Satoria. We had our Firetown Road sidewalk project. We intended to design it in-house. Our staff kind of got redirected to some other projects this fall, and we lost a bunch of time to do the final design submission. Since then, we've started to negotiate scope and fee with some consultants, and we'll hopefully expedite the project once we get a consultant on board. So we hope to make up some time this winter and spring and submit, probably towards the middle of the year.
Great. Thank you, Adam. And then we also had Mansfield Maple Roadway. We have phase one and phase two. We're hoping to combine those two projects. I don't know if there's anyone from Mansfield that could provide an update.
Yes, John Carrington here. We're similar to Simsbury. We had to go out to, we hired Wesson and Sampson Engineers, and we're on schedule, so everything's going well, and we will have a public information session in March. I don't have an exact date yet, but that's what we're looking for.
Great, thank you. That's it, John.
Thank you, Satoria. Any additional comments? Okay, we'll move on to Annika and funding opportunities guide update.
Hello, everyone. So we recently updated our little kind of like handout. There's a front side and a back side. That the goal of this is just to give you like a quick fact sheet of municipal transportation funding opportunities that are frequently available and often solicit. So this is available on our website. It should be easy to print out, to share, to reference whenever you need that quick information or want to think about what funding opportunities there might be. And then just to shout out a couple of them, right? We have LOTSIP. The solicitations due February 21st, so we're getting close there. Elizabeth mentioned the Deep Rec Trails is coming up March 11th. And then we're anticipating the TA set aside is going to be coming out soon, as well as the local bridge program. So the state local bridge program. So look out for exciting things, and you know, any funding opportunities, we're always happy to help. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Annika. Any questions or comments, Veronica? Hey, Rob, the Greater Hartford Mobility Study.
Yeah, thank you, John. CONDA released the final PEL report, which is Program Environmental Linkage Report, which is a federally designated phase of a NEPA document or pre-NEPA document. And they released it. This is the large study dealing with the Greater Hartford area for all modes of transportation. And they released it around the on the same day as our last transportation committee meeting. So here is some of the information of how to get to it. There was a press release, and the link is in the document, and also a final report, and the link is in the document. Now, it is a large 30,000 foot overview study type of study. It does get into some details, but mainly there are many, many improvements. So we're working our way through those improvements and trying to summarize the entire document in a way that might be helpful for all our towns by the next mailing, and probably look for action on supporting the study, maybe conditionally, maybe not, at the February meetings. We have met with the mayors of Hartford and East Hartford. As you know, the major dollar amount projects, there's four major ones that we've presented to you in the past, but there are, you know, 50 or 60 recommendations in there. So I don't want to minimize the full scope of this. And it's going to take a little time for us to work our way through it. We met with the mayors of Hartford and East Hartford, and they are in support of the proposals. As they know them right now, they're both new to their positions. So as I mentioned, we'll be summarizing this large document better for the next mailing and be coming back to you next month. Then we did present on this in October at the Transportation Committee meeting, and the bottom part of this memo shows a couple of questions that were asked at that meeting, and we did get answers from CONDOT regarding them. So one was whether traffic on Route 218 would be relieved due to the new interchange improvements for the freeway. And they did look at their travel demand model, and there was a slight reduction. You can see the percentages there for the AM and PM peak periods. It wasn't real significant. Now, the interchange does relocate further to the north, but it's not anywhere outside of Hartford. It's in the North Meadows instead of in directly in downtown. So it's not a huge difference in alignment. And then to what extent freeway congestion was eliminated, they answer here with in terms of VHT, which was one of their metrics, which is vehicle hours traveled. They did see a big improvement in vehicle hours traveled. I think I mentioned 15% improvement. And that's due to, on the large scale they looked at things, they did get the volume to capacity ratio below one, which means volume is under the capacity of the freeway. However, they don't exactly know if all congestion is completely eliminated, because that would take a more detailed analysis that they would have to undertake in the next NEPA phase. They dealt with travel demand model analysis, which is a larger scale, more 30,000 foot view, instead of the micro simulation, which would give them a more accurate picture of exactly how things are operating at each hour of the day. So hopefully those are helpful. Those are the answers we got. And as I mentioned, we'll be summarizing for the next meeting. But if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Thank you, Rob. Any questions or comments for Rob? Okay, moving right along to Kara and the FY 2023 obligated or grant funds project list.
Thanks, John. So every year we are federally required to share a list of all of the projects that received any federal transportation funds in a given federal fiscal year. So we attach to the mailing the full list for federal fiscal year 23, which ended on September 30th of 2023. Some kind of highlights from it: more than 294 million projects, $94 million in projects were obligated within the CROG region. This includes any statewide or district-wide projects that had any component within the capital region. Approximately 11 million, or about 4% of that funding, was in bike ped only projects. That does not take into account some of the highway projects or roadway projects that also had bike ped components, but those were just bike ped only projects in that pot. In terms of the three largest construction projects on the list, there's the I-91 South Bridge rehab that goes over the railroad and some roadways. That's actually a multi-year project, but $29 million was spent just in that fiscal year. The other two largest projects were a district-wide project for bridge deck preservation along I-84 and replacement of highway signs and supports along I-84 in Vernon and Union. We also included, just as a point of reference, the total amount that the Capital Region has seen in the past five federal fiscal years. So last year, there was a really big bump because of Bill and IJA, and the amount this year is, while lower than last year, is still elevated over the previous years. So this list was in the mailing. It's also on our website, so it is publicly available.
Thank you, Kara. Any questions? Are any other staff reports that they want to make? It's my understanding that Matt will not be able to join us today for his executive director update. I don't know whether or not Kara or Rob want to pass along any information, or is that it for staff reports?
Well, so, I know yeah. Matt was going to touch on this, but he wanted to echo your sentiments at the beginning of the call regarding Lyle, and the whole staff also does, grieves his loss. So just wanted to say that Matt wanted to specifically was going to speak to that. And we appreciate your comments at the beginning, John.
Yeah, thank you very much, Rob. John, this is Matt. I signed in late, but really appreciate everybody's support. And as Rob said, Lyle was taken too soon, and we all learned a great deal from him, and we're going to do our best to honor his legacy with our good work in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. We'll move on to TIP amendments, Rob.
Thanks. We have four TIP amendments this month. Three involve projects we've already approved that are moving out of fiscal year 2024. And at our request, and it doesn't show up on this sheet, but in the backup materials, it shows what year they're anticipated to go into in our new TIP. I think we talked about this before. This is an odd year in that we usually have a year overlap between TIPs, so you don't see these projects moving out of one TIP to this limbo land of FYI, but we don't have a new TIP yet. But in their backup, they did include the years that they were anticipated to move towards in number one and two. We're going to move to fiscal year 2025. So they've slipped out of this year and into the next year. And then item three was going to move to 2026. And we received word on why. And that was in my printout box here. And unfortunately, it was to allow the towns more time. And you know what? The right page didn't print on me. I'm sorry. But to allow, the gist of it was to allow towns need more time to finish the design. Schedule is based on the town delivering semifinal in February. And the other one, 3097, was permits are driving this schedule. And the project was reviewed at November interagency coordination meeting. It was determined that additional time was needed to develop permits and get a Section 4F determination in advance to determine adverse effects on the railroad bridge. So those were the two reasons for the three delays in those three projects. Number four is not a new project, but is a project that was funded with state funding that is going to move into a federal funding source. And this is kind of neat. You might not, well, even staff doesn't recognize the new acronym for the funding program. CRPA is actually the Carbon Reduction Program. It's a new program. And you're saying, well, what do highway lights have to do with carbon reduction? Well, they're replacing the sodium, high-pressure sodium lights with LED lights. So they're eligible for the carbon reduction program. So if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. But we think all these funding sources and amounts are appropriate and would recommend approval.
I just got one general question, Rob, because I was going to ask it later, Peter.
Sure.
Because I've gotten several questions from residents. Are these the blue lights they put up on Route 2 above exit 10 to 9?
You know, I had that same question, and I haven't been able to get that answer yet.
People are freaking out that the snow turned blue on them.
I know, purple, right? I wanted to get that answer, and I wasn't able to get that answer at the time.
It is different if you haven't driven it. That'll tell you.
Thank you, Rob and Peter. Any discussion? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve the TIP amendments and recommend same to the policy board.
So moved.
Thank you, Peter.
Patrice, second.
Thank you, Patrice. Any further discussion? Seeing none, hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The TIP amendments are approved as presented. Caitlin, resolution on the East Coast Greenway.
Gotta find all my buttons. Sorry. Hi there. Thank you. All right. Thanks so much, everyone. So just real quickly, I believe I introduced this at the last meeting. So as you know, that the Simsbury Recommendations Report is part of the larger Capital Region East Coast Greenway study that we're currently doing, which encompasses an approximately 12-mile project area in Bloomfield, Hartford, East Hartford, as well as this gap in Simsbury that we were asked to assist the town with. I also mentioned last time, I think very briefly, what the alignment, the preferred alignment that sort of rose to the top during the screening process. We refer to it simply as alignment two. And basically it takes advantage of, originally I think the plan was to go from sort of the Curtis Park area over to the Bloomfield Terrafield connector that just was recently completed. We're actually taking the Farmington Heritage Canal Trail a little further north, closer to the Big Y location, and then utilizing an old abandoned rail bed that's a little bit raised on the west side of the river and taking advantage of that and floodplains to hopefully make permitting easier is the idea. Be constructing a bridge from where the raised rail bed ends over the river, connecting over to the east side of the river over by some residential areas as well. We recognize that. The alternative two basically aims to balance the variety of concerns that we heard throughout the process. We heard environmental concerns, natural resources, scenic nature of the river. The Farmington River in this area is a wild and scenic river, as well as the fact that it is proximate to neighborhood homes, at least some of the alternative routes that we showed, and balancing that with other screening criteria as well that we identified, like directness of route, topography, right-of-way, connecting the Terrafield neighborhood was a huge goal for the town as well. So if you haven't had a chance to take a look at it, you can click the link. I can also put it in the chat. I think on page like 35 or 36 of the actual PDF, you can just kind of get a little zoom-in map of what that route is, if you're curious. As far as this recommendations report, before you today, the Board of Selectmen, they unanimously approved this preferred alignment that we identified back in September. They did approve it with the condition that the trail would be minimally invasive with respect to any habited home. And then since we got their endorsement, the team's been working on putting the report together and releasing it for public comment. We had a public comment that was a little longer than 30 days. We did recognize that we were spanning a couple of key holidays, so we did try to make it a little bit longer. In that time, we received, I think it was 27 comments, fairly largely editorial in nature, as far as some either indicating support for the trail or the alignment specifically, and then others expressing concerns, again, that we had largely documented at our public meetings and other comments that we had received during the study process. And just would say that based on the comments that we did receive, One small addition that we're going to be making to the plan is just a reference to some parking concerns, particularly along the Main Street area, and making sure that we want to, you know, ensure that the businesses there remain viable, and balancing the trail with the parking demands. All of the comments are going to be included in an appendix with responses to each of them prepared by the study team, and we'll be prepared to post that, I think, actually imminently. And I think there is a copy in your package also of the comments that we received, but not the study team responses just yet. And I think also the resolution as well.
Simsbury, want to make any comments?
Just generally, we're really pleased with CROG and their consultants' efforts on this. It's been a great process, and we're really excited to push this forward following, you know, the completion of this report and possibly some successful future grants.
Thank you, Adam. Any further comments? Hearing none, seeing none, I entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
So move, Chris Edge.
Thank you, Chris. Is there a second?
Larry Burrell, second.
Thank you, Larry. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes as posted.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Caitlin. Chris, task-based travel demand modeling consultant. Selection.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon. CROG has recently completed its its process to search for a consultant to update and maintain our travel demand modeling and perform various data management tasks. Through the process, we selected Cambridge Systematics, which did have the contract previously, and we would like to enter into negotiations with them to continue this contract, which will go for the next 2 or 3 fiscal years, I believe.
Thank you, Chris. Any comments, questions for Chris? Seeing none, hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve this authorizing resolution.
Patrice Carson, so moved.
Thank you, Patrice. Is there a second?
Larry Burrell, second.
Thank you, Larry. Any further discussion? Seeing none, hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Resolution passes as approved, as presented. Sorry. Any other business to come before this great committee? Well, thank you all for your participation. Again, Happy New Year to you all. And again, our very heartfelt condolences to the relatives and friends and family of Lyle. We will miss him dearly. And I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Really quick, John, this is Aaliyah. I just wanted to let folks on the phone know that our newsletter for January will be coming out tomorrow, and it will be a dedication to Lyle. We're dedicating the whole newsletter issue to him. We have some really nice remarks from Matt, as well as others who personally shared. So please be in the please be on the lookout for that issue tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaliyah. Yes, very much look forward to that. Any other business comments?
Just echoing your comments, John, and I'll make that move to adjourn.
Thank you, Patrice. Is there a second?
Second, Chris Edge.
Thank you, Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any abstentions? Any objections? We stand adjourned until our next meeting. Be well and be safe, everybody. And thank you, staff, for all your great service.
Thank you, John. Thank you all.
Bye. Thank you.
Take care.